Today's Mishnah Masechet Idiot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Idiot Perek Chet, Mishnah Gimel. So here we have to introduce the concept of Almanat Isa. And this in the Gemara is quite a convoluted issue because it involves chazokas and reyeses and so on. The Mishnah itself is actually quite straightforward. So let's say we understand that, let's say, a kohen marries a giyoret. So the din is that he is going to create a halal. If they have a child, that child is a halal. If, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, he's not a kohen, not allowed to have truma or any of the other inyan of the kahuna. Now, if he goes ahead and he marries a woman, any woman, he makes that woman asura to a kohen because she becomes a chalala. Furthermore, any children that he has are also, by definition, chalalim. Now, what about if you have a suffix? So we've got suffix korov la, suffix korov lo in a get, right? Famous case. You throw the get. Question is it within the Arba Amas? I mean, it's really the question of who can get it. Let's keep it simple. Was it within the Arba Amas of the woman, or was it in your Arba Amas? Is it considered to be a get, v'natan liyada, or is it not v'natan liyada? We have no way of knowing. So now that woman goes and marries a kohen after her husband dies. And now she might be a grusha, which means that any children that they have might be a chol. So he's a suffolk chol. Okay, if that suffolk chol sleeps with another woman, he makes her a suffolk chalala. Now, suppose we know that there was an event like this years ago. Nobody remembers. Everybody knows there was a scandal. And that one of the women that one of the boys in the family married, who supposedly was not a grusha and her husband had died, actually had been thrown a get before, and she was a suffolk or a vo, suffolk or a vla, and she was a suffolk, therefore grusha, and the son was a suffolk halal. Problem is, everybody remembers the scandal, but nobody remembers the details. So it's part of this family, but which child in the family was it? So anybody of that family has now a suffix on them, and that's called an isa. Why is it called an isa? Because when you make a dough, remember, you put in, 40% white flour, 60% of whole wheat, and then you put in yeast, you put in all kinds of, anyway, when we want to talk about a mixture in which you can't pinpoint a piece, we call it an isa. Okay, so now this family is a family of an isa. It's a mixed up family. They got problems. And even though everybody, don't forget, everybody really thinks we're a normal family, so just keep acting that way. So even though that's the case, they're really a mixed family. What's the din? Any member of that family is essentially a suffolk of a suffolk. Is he the guy that all the rumors are about? And even if he is, the rumors didn't say anything is for sure usher. They said there was a suffolk or of law, suffolk or of law. So be'etzem, a member of the family is a sfeik sfeika. And therefore, Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra, they were made that in this case, it's everybody is kosher, and if there's a woman of the family, she can marry a kohen, because I don't know, maybe she had been basically the child of the husband, her previous husband. Maybe he was a halal. Maybe he wasn't. And maybe he was the guy, and maybe he wasn't even the guy we thought might be a halal. So therefore, if it's a sfeik sfeika, there shouldn't be a problem. And they were made that the halacha is that she can marry. Furthermore, they also said, Sheha Isa Kshira. Even though it's possible that this particular member of the family is a problem, it doesn't matter. Any one of the family is considered to be letame, letaher, lerachek, or lekarev. You can find out whether she is kosher, this woman, or not kosher, and they're the same as anybody else, as if it's a family that is miyuchas, and a family that are of miyuchasim. Let's say they are not kohanim at all, and they are Yisraeli, and they want to marry into the kohuna, they have to go through a check, a genetic check. Is she maybe a halala? Is she a zona? Maybe she slept at some point with a goy or with an iser, or maybe she had gotten a get that nobody remembers. And you might have thought that over here, this family is considered to be a family that is not such a high-class kahuna family, so they don't have to do a bedika. If a Yisrael family wants to marry into them, nope. They still need to do whatever they need to do. They're going to have to check out these low-class Yisrael families who dare to want to marry into the kahuna family. You can't say to them, you're not real kahuna family, you're a low-class kahuna family. They have the same din, and you'd have to check it out. Omar, Rabban Gamliel, the question is whether this is true lahalach. So Rabban Gamliel says to Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yudim and Becerra, who were made.
I'm sorry, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel.
Yes, but you're wrong. When I say Rabban Gamliel, I know what I'm talking about. The correct girsa is Rabban Gamliel, as the Tosfos Yontif proves.
Well, I thought he like went through all these things. It's unbelievable. Well, okay.
Not puzzling the gears entirely, but I'm not stupid. Anyway, so Rabbi Gamliel said, "Kibano edotchem." Look, we don't have any doubts that when you're giving over an edus, it's an edus what you were mekabel, and indeed the chachamim said what you said. But we cannot implement it because manaser. What are we supposed to do? Since Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was gozer. He said that you're not supposed to allow, if you're in a bezdin, you're not supposed to allow a woman that comes from an amanas isa, her husband, she has no idea whether he was the guy that was the cholol in the family, and whether even if he were the cholol in the family, there never was a real cholol because it was suffik korovlo, and it was really korovlo. Rabbi Yochanan said, because of the chumrah of Yichus, we are not supposed to allow that. And not because we really have a chashash, but simply because of ma'ale asu b'yuchasim, another Gavi concept. We make special ma'ales that have to do with Yichus. And I want to tell you something. It wouldn't do you any good anyway. Even if the Bezdin would say you can marry, the Kohanim would dump you. Because a Kohanim, shomim lachem l'rachek, avolola karev. The bottom line is, Kohanim are only going to accept the Bezdin's psak not to marry a woman. They are not going to accept a Bezdin's psak. And like Barnea, they'll say, that was Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Wasn't Rabban Gamliel. They're not going to be mekabel a psak to be mekarev. And that's the way Kohanim are, you know. They've got their own approach. And therefore, it's not going to make any difference what your edus is, because, first of all, we actually have a gezeira against your edus. And even if Rabbi Yochanan hadn't been gozer, the practical result would be the Kohanim weren't going to marry her anyway. Next are eduyot that we had learned about recently in Avodah Zarah. Heid Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer ish Tzreda al Kamtza Dechan. So remember, poor Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, they called him, the Makel. He's a Madernisha, you know. You can't really trust his Piskei Halachos. Remember, we had the worries about Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, what they're going to do to me, what they did to Yossi ben Yoezer, and they'll call me the Makel. I don't want to be Matir, the pot. Remember the whole discussion. So that's when we brought this Mishnah before in Avodah Zarah. So what were the three things that he was made to be Makel on? First of all, a particular kind of either a grasshopper or a locust, that is called a ayah. Why is it called an ayal? Maybe it was shaped like a little bit. It reminded people of a deer. You know, could be it had like a strange shaped antennae. Anyway, the ayal, which is a kamta, kamta means it's one of the jumpers, meaning it's either a grasshopper or a chagav, that it's dachat, that it is a kosher species, and you can eat it. The second edus was that mashki bet min b'chaya, so all of the mashkim that are in the mokum of the Beis HaMikdash, where we did the afshata of the or, and we washed the different parts that were going to be put on the Mizbeach, there was a special place in the Beis HaMikdash that was called the Beit HaMitbechayim, which was between the Chayma of the Azorah on Tzad Sofein and the Mizbeach. He said, all of those mashkin are tohar. Now there's a machlokes, remember, which we discussed, machlokes, whether it means literally tohar, that would be, even if they touch tuma, they would be tohar. Why would that be? So that would be according to the Mandiomar, who holds that mashkin are not mekabel tuma midiraisa, they're only mekabel tuma midrabbana. So then the Rabbanu were not gozer, in order to be mamayat tuma de Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbanu were not gozer on those mashkin. Or, if you hold that mashkin are mekabel tuma, then the question is that only mitame other things midrabbanan, and when it says they're tohar, it means they're not mitame other things. Also, the Rambam learns it's referring to they're not machshir lekabel tuma, these things. And there's also a shita that this was a halacha, and that it's a special halacha l'mashmi Sinai that would say that it was kosher if you hold that midi rice that would be tummy. And the third thing that they were made was that if somebody touches a mace, he's tummy. And you remember the way that we understood that before here in Aveda Zara that we just recently had. So we said, well, what is that supposed to mean? Obviously, it's a diraisa. Somebody touches a maid. So the Gemara turned out that what it means is that only somebody who vadai touches a maid in Arishas Harabim, and not if it was a suffix tumor of Arishas Harabim, which were makel, because originally they had paskin not to let people know the din that suffix tumor of Arishas Harabim on the Gias HaMeis is tar, because people would end up being makel. And therefore, he was made that you can tell people, and this is a halacha meirim kain, and there's no problem. Only if they vadai touch the mace are they tamei. And that's what he means when he says the yikrav b'mita, for sure he was touching a mace, then he's tamei. But if it's a suffix and it's a rishus rabim, he's tar. And because he gave these three separate piske halachas l'kula, they used to call him, the Moderna Yosi ben Yezer, you know, you want to talk to a guy like that? Korule Yosi Sharia. They called him the big Materman,